From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, October 6, 2025. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says the absentee ballots allegedly shipped to a Newburgh woman last week seem to correspond with missing absentee ballots in Ellsworth. At a press conference today, Bellows says the Ellsworth clerk's office reported that a delivery of absentee ballots was short by about 250. That's the same number of ballots allegedly found in an Amazon box as part of a delivery to a woman in Newburgh.
I have full confidence that law enforcement will determine who is responsible, and any bad actor will be held accountable. We will not stop until we have answers.
Bellows says she can't speak to the details of the case as it's part of an ongoing investigation by the Secretary of State's Law Enforcement Division, with assistance from the Attorney General's Office, the Maine State Police, the FBI, and the U.S. Postal Service. Because the ballots found in Newburgh broke the official chain of custody, they cannot be used in the election, Bellows says. Ellsworth has received new absentee ballots to compensate for those reported missing. Former Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap launched a primary challenge today against Democratic Congressman Jared Golden. As Steve Missler reports, Dunlap's campaign is trying to tap Democrats' frustration with Golden's approach to President Trump.
In his first ad, Dunlap criticizes Golden's opinion column last year that predicted Trump would win the presidency, that he would be, quote, okay with that, and that warnings about threats to American democracy were overblown. It also tries to position Dunlap as someone who will stand up to the president, highlighting his battles with the president's voter fraud commission debacle during his first term.
I'm not okay with Donald Trump as president. That's why I'm running for Congress. I've stopped Trump before. As your Secretary of State, I took Trump and his MAGA allies to court, and I won. I'll do the same in Congress, fighting for a people's agenda.
Dunlap also expresses support for Medicare for All and universal child care. Golden is serving his fourth term in the U.S. House after winning several close elections. He represents Maine's conservative 2nd District, where voters have decisively voted for Trump in each of the three presidential elections he's been on the ballot. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's worried about the Trump administration's threat to pursue mass layoffs of federal workers during the government shutdown, even as she blames Democrats for the funding stalemate. Collins took only a few questions from the press after a ribbon cutting at a Red Cross center in Portland today, but said she's in touch with the Office of Management and Budget.
I've made that very clear to OMB that I do not think that those layoffs are fair and that we'll end up with the agencies not having sufficient personnel to do the mission of the agency.
Collins, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, voted to confirm Trump's OMB director Russell Vogt in February. Collins says Democrats are to blame for the shutdown as they demand an extension of Affordable Care Act premium subsidies. She says Democrats should support a, quote, clean funding extension and address health care policy later. The Trump administration is dropping a plan to attach immigration enforcement requirements to federal grants supporting victims of crime, according to Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry. Fry and a coalition of attorneys general from other states had sued the administration to block the conditions from nearly $1.4 billion in funding through the Victims of Crime Act. In order to receive the funding, the Trump administration said earlier this year that states would have to assist the Department of Homeland Security's immigration enforcement efforts. In a press release today celebrating the administration's retreat, Fry said the multi-state lawsuit had exposed the fact that there was, quote, absolutely no legal justification for those requirements. The Trump administration has sought to add similar conditions to a wide array of federal grants. Abortion rights advocates in Maine are calling out Republican Senator Susan Collins on the anniversary of her vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kavanaugh later voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. In a virtual press conference, Sarah Mahoney of Arousic said that she had a safe legal abortion in the 1980s, but many women in the U.S. no longer have access.
I'm lucky enough to have daughters. I'm lucky enough to have granddaughters, and they have fewer rights than I did 40 years ago.
Planned Parenthood and the Maine Democratic Party are also criticizing Collins' support of First Circuit Court of Appeals nominee Joshua Dunlap of Scarborough. They say he has a history of backing abortion restrictions. A spokesperson for Collins says Dunlap received a unanimous, well-qualified rating from the nonpartisan American Bar Association. That's the same rating that Kavanaugh received. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, an in-depth look at question one, one of the two statewide referendum questions on the November ballot in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.